Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
As you may know, for the majority of 2020, we've been turning an abandoned liquor store into a brand new Sans Pants Radio studio. It's been tough, and we are nearly there, but we can't complete it without your help. And that's why, on the 20th of December, 6 a.m. Melbourne time, we've decided to attempt a potentially 24-hour D&D-a-thon over at twitch.tv/sanspantsradio, where every donation not only goes towards building the new studio, but also keeps us playing. I have a family Christmas on the same day, it's gonna be hell. And if you want to help us, but you don't want me to literally die, you can contribute in other ways by buying a metaphorical brick for the new studio. For this, there are two options. Option one gets you your name in amongst the Sans Pants Radio logo that will be going up on the new studio. And option two gets you that, but with the addition of a limited edition enamel brickhead pin. So head to sanspantsradio.com/shop to find out more.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how would you use going backwards better than Tenet?
Tenet, great. Extra N.
Still a palindrome if there's two N's in the middle, my good friend.
Well, that would be Tenet. That's not what you said.
Tenet.
Tenet. Okay, yeah. So in the movie Tenet, they go back in time and forward in time and stop the world from blowing up.
Joel Zammert, look, it's very simple. There's an algorithm.
Yep.
There's a physical manifestation of an algorithm, and if that algorithm is activated, the entire world goes Tenet. And unfortunately, when the entire world goes Tenet, it's like waves crashing on a beach. A thing that I think the movie told me, or I just made up as an analogy. And unfortunately, that will just cause the world to explode. And the future listens to the grandfather paradox, which they've decided the answer is that you can kill your own grandfather and still exist. Anyway, any questions? No? All right, we're continuing.
I refuse, dude. Anyway, it's very simple. Best way to use to fuck this nonsense of going back in time and say, whatever. I'm going to go in one of them Tenet machines, right?
Turnstile.
The turnstile, Tenet turnstile. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a very good sandwich that I love. And I'm just going to keep re-eating and un-eating that bad boy for a while. And I reckon that would be my best use of going back. Well,
if you take the sandwich with you,
yes,
because then it becomes a reverso sandwich.
Yeah,
Jackson, you spent this entire introduction saying you can't wait to call it reverso, and I said reverso first. Get fucked.
So if you're reading
a reverso sandwich, are you not vomiting up a sandwich?
Well, then I'd take it out, but then I'd eat it up again because I'd go back to the turnstile.
So you get in the turnstile, eat the sandwich, go back out the turnstile, vomit up
the sandwich. Can I infinite loop this sandwich?
Yeah, you can. You just need to use, to quote the movie, instincts.
Or do I need two Tenet machines?
No.
I think the Tenet machines are like, if you go in one way, if you're going backwards and you go in one, you're then, if you're a reverser, you become a forwardo again.
Yeah. So you'll be a forwardo.
I'm always becoming a forwardo. It's just everyone else around me thinks I'm a reverso.
No. Okay, so if you go into the Tenet turnstile, we're getting dangerously close to having to remember and explain Tenet. If you go into a Tenet turnstile,
Yeah.
If you actually, so we're all, so let's say right now, so we're all living in a forward world.
Yeah, and we're like, forward. We're gonna, all three,
yeah, we're
of
gonna
us.
Become,
yeah.
We're gonna reverse so plumbing the Death Star, and we all walk into the thing. We then walk out of the turnstile backwards, but the world's still going forwards.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No. Sorry, we're going forward still, but it's backwards. Yeah. Oh no, this does.
See, that's what
the
I'm saying.
Thing.
You're going forwards, but everyone else is so for me, so for example, if we were that
you
lunch,
haven't already eaten the sandwich, that's not how it works.
Oh no, you have eaten the sandwich, but it stays et because you're reversing and the sandwich is staying.
You need a
et
sandwich on
you.
Either side.
Yeah, I need a sandwich on either side so that I have a delicious sandwich
no,
I can come
you
back.
You need
to.
A sandwich that has backward entropy so you can reverso the sandwich into your mouth. You need to look at the sandwich and they're like, you have to just know you've, how do I eat the sandwich? And they're like, you need
know.
To have already eaten
instinct.
It.
Instinct.
Yeah, instinct, baby. So I'm just thinking, all right, so you got that like that piece of glass in the middle. There's you on one side and there's me on the other side, uneating a sandwich. And I come up and I'm like, I'm uneating a sandwich. What the fuck? I go into the turnstile. I come out, I eat a sandwich and I'm like, good. Then I guess I see myself in the other thing, other side, eating a sandwich. So I'm like, I guess I must have eaten a sandwich.
And then you
I
throw up a sandwich.
I go through the other side and then it become a
Fordo
and then
a
I eat a sandwich.
World.
I guess all I've done is eat two sandwiches, right?
That is a good use of it, though.
No.
To eat two separate sandwiches.
He's just eating two sandwiches.
I just remembered that the movie makes a really, really, really big point about the fact you shouldn't touch yourself. If you're a reversed boy and you see yourself as a forward boy, you shouldn't touch each other.
Yeah.
But they legitimately punch on with each other to no consequences.
No, it's just skin on skin contact reasons that are unclear.
You can't make out with yourself, but if you make out with yourself with like through a bit of cling film, you're okay. Yeah.
But if you make out with yourself,
you
one tongue's
dam,
going backwards,
it's all good.
One's going forwards. That's going to be confusing.
Yeah.
And then if
but
you get
no,
sucked off, you're actually
be...
getting sucked on.
No, it wouldn't be that confusing because it's all instinct. So it just happens.
You just have to have already tongued their mouth hole and you will reverso tongue their mouth hole.
It's very
I reckon
similar.
We could get Zammit an infinite sandwich.
Yeah,
I think
somehow.
We can do it. We just need, I feel like I need to draw a diagram of how this is working.
So, Zammit is going forward, because you have to start going forward in time, because that's unfortunately just the way
all
that
right.
Al...
I am dressed in currently blue. Okay,
so
I am
Jackson's
a blue boy.
Just...
Jackson has cracked open
a whiteboard on the Zoom call. I'm going to figure this out.
Okay,
you've drawn...
open, I don't know,
this is Zammit!
Photoshop or whatever.
This is
Zammit!
Backwards Z and all.
You've just
Zammit.
Drawn a... Okay,
no,
so...
I'm a full... Okay, I'm blue,
forward
I'm a forward Zammit. All right.
Yeah.
There is that glass in the middle that I can see myself in red. There's a red me on the other side uneating a sandwich. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So then I have to go through the turnstile. So I go from blue to red.
Okay. Well, it's just a line at this point. So that's
so
fine.
I go from the blue side to the red side, and there's a delicious sandwich there. No, there's a delicious sandwich there that I have to uneat.
Okay. So you uneat it in the red because this is reverso.
Yeah,
so,
I uneat the sandwich. Okay, so we've got an uneaten sandwich. I then assume...
Okay, I know I don't want to interrupt too much, but I think if you're watching yourself eat a sandwich, that means that you would have to have the sandwich... Because it's the same room, isn't it? But one's just reverse.
Yeah, this is a reverso room, and this is a forwardo room.
There's a glass in the middle.
No, but the glass... Sorry, I got confused for a second. I forgot that the room is one big room. It's not like a mirror image of itself. It's just like one room. Yeah.
Yeah. Woo!
Got real scared for a second because I was like, you're going to need a sandwich on both sides. But no, you're not.
But no, I might want a sandwich on both sides because...
Then you might
actually,
get
no. How many sandwiches will this need?
It should only need one.
Well,
no.
It is. Wait. No. Yes. Okay. So what we got to do is Okay, so red me has to eat the sandwich, uneat the sandwich, so it's got a perfectly good sandwich there, okay? And then I go back to the turnstile. But in the same time that I'm going back in time, I need another person. I need someone to help me. Someone
oh my God, how?
Someone okay. like goes to the other room, but not through the turnstile, just through the garage door, grabs my previously uneaten or the un-et sandwich, moves it into the blue room, and then I eat that sandwich. So therefore, I get to eat the sandwich twice? Okay, or do so I just eat it once and uneat it? No, I ate it in reverse time for me, eat the sandwich twice. I ate the sandwich twice, I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, but I don't think that that loops, though.
It doesn't loop, but I get to eat... No, it's okay. All right, new goal, because I don't know if I can loop this, but I can definitely eat the same sandwich twice, at least from my perspective.
I stopped looking at Jackson's diagram for a second, and now it is just... It looks like a tennis court that you've drawn plays on, but you just keep writing sandwich with two H's. Sandwich.
Sandwich. Okay, so it's very simple. I don't know if I can perpetually eat a sandwich, but I can definitely eat the same sandwich twice. So all I got to do is have. So I start off in forwardo time, go reverso. As I'm a reverse boy from the outside world, I am uneating a sandwich. But from my perspective, I am eating the sandwich.
Okay.
Then
yes.
I've unet the sandwich. The unet sandwich is now in that red room. I then go around through the turnstile tenant machine. And then either I then simply walk out myself, go through the garage door, grab the sandwich that I've previously et but un-et, and then et it. And I've eaten the sandwich twice.
No, hang on. No, kids. Yep. Times.
Oh, wait. Have I reverse polarity entropied the sandwich?
Yeah, the sandwich is a backward sandwich.
So what happens when I try and eat the sandwich when I'm a forwardo?
You'd somehow uneat the sandwich.
But I've already unet the sandwich.
Your sandwich, if it's...
It's a backward sandwich.
But the sandwich is whole.
I guess it would shoot into your mouth.
Yeah, the bullets
Death
are holes.
Death by sandwich. That's no, but crazy.
The bullets are holes. But so the bullets are moving forwards for the fellas that are going reverso. So if the sandwich is... No, because... What?
Okay, wait, hang on. But if you get a backwards sandwich from reverso, you reverse entropy a sandwich.
Yeah.
In backwards land.
Yeah, which means sandwich...
Someone takes reverso sandwich to forwardo land. It's a backward entropied sandwich. You uneat the sandwich.
No, because... Isn't the thing with...
Backwards sandwich.
Now you spelled
question
sandwich
mark,
with an
question
M.
Question mark. Because surely... All right, so yeah, because if I go forward, go through the tenant machine, so I'm now a backwards boy, and I've already seen myself, I need a sandwich, I'm like, aha, a sandwich in my future. Yeah. And as I'm backwardsly eating my sandwich, I look over and I see myself... Also eating a sandwich, so I'm like, I must have gone forward in time. So I go instantly after I finish uneating my sandwich, go forward in time, like back to the tenant's. So what has happened to that sandwich, the one that I've un-et? Can I eat that normally, or do I need to be in backwards time?
So
a reverso sandwich?
No, because I think a reverso sandwich, because like a bullet.
So- but I haven't taken the sandwich. I haven't taken the sandwich through the machine. So it isn't a reverso sandwich, right?
No, because if it's just a normal sandwich, but if you go back, I think
the bullets that go that have been charged with entropy backwards, they had to have gone through the tenant machine.
I think
if I took the hoagie through the tenant machine, but I didn't. I went around the garage. I went through the front door. Through the front door.
Zaman, I think if you are going backwards, so you're having one of these ones.
Walking
around.
And then you pick up a sandwich that is traveling forwards and then eat it. I think that does reverse entropy it straight off the bat. So then I think. See, I just don't know what's going to happen because I know that, okay, you can. If you have you place a sandwich in the forward time and then you hit it up when you're going reverso.
Yes.
So then you can eat the sandwich like normal. The same way that when you fire bullets in your reverso.
They get
like,
sucked up.
No, but like when you're reverse when you're shooting bullets, the bullets look like they're going normal. But yeah. then it's when people are watching you go reverse, or then you're sucking the boards back in. And for yeah. some reason, getting hit by a reverse bullet is the worst thing that can happen. You yeah. thought being shot with a normal board's bad. Where did you get shot with a reverse bullet?
But only you just got
to
be.
It only happens to one person in the movie, and they're fine. So yeah. I really don't understand.
No, but you got to reverse for a bit. No, it happens to old mate as well.
Yeah.
Who?
It happens to the lady, and she's got to be reversed.
It happens to Robert Pattinson. He's got shot in the head by a reverse bullet.
Yeah, but I feel like getting shot in the head with a forward O bullet also is.
Yeah, no worse. Like, no better or worse.
How do you even quantify that? Is that like comparing a 10 to a 10.5? Both are going to end up with a bullet in the head, but one's a little bit worse somehow. We don't know how or why, but we reckon. It's unclear.
I think what has happened here is that like the bullet going backwards through means that the wound gets worse with time, but they don't really say that. They just kind of...
But why would it?
I don't understand, because like the bullet's going through you, so it's already like healed.
Yeah.
And it's like unhealing rather than hurting you, if that makes sense, because you've always been shot.
But with the bullets, they have gone through the tenet machine, haven't they?
Well, I don't know. I think they just need to be... I don't think they necessarily need to be have gone through the tenet machine. I think it's just that if you were to pick up something while you're a reverso fella...
No, because Mr. Tenet, at the start, he's handling reverso bullets, and he's fine.
No.
That's because of instinct.
The fella that... No, but the fella... Okay, so my understanding, and it could be wrong, and just look, before you... Because... Like, I think it's actually... So I think that if... Okay, so we're all traveling normal in time at the moment.
Forwarders,
If there's a forward... And we've got... Just say we've got a gun.
Yeah.
We've got a gun. And if we fire it now, it goes forward. Like, it's normal. Yeah. It's just a gun. But then someone walks in backwards through our room, picks up the gun, and shoots it. Oh, no.
Can they do that, though?
Yeah. Can you have a reverso sandwich? Because a sandwich is a complete thing that you make. You can't... Backwards make a sandwich.
I think if you backwards make a sandwich, I think that also your instinct will be that you've had to...
Because I'm eating the sandwich.
Yeah, but I think because if you've got a backwards sandwich in your guts, that's the only way to like reverse entropy it, which means that for you to... You could summon the sandwich, I guess, in forward time, but I don't know if you can reverse eat it. You might be able to regurgitate it, though.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, because hang on. All right, so starting with forward me, maybe I have already eaten a sandwich.
The gun sucks in the bullets, but can you shoot them forward again?
I don't know for sure. Let's go through. So you start with forward, Zammit.
I'm
and he's
forward.
Got...
All right, there. Okay,
hang on.
So there is the room, and there is that glass in the middle. I can see there's me being a forwardo, and I can see me on the other side, a reverso.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a sandwich on my side on a table. On the other side, there is an empty plate.
Yeah.
Okay. Sandwich.
Okay. Okay.
P for empty plate. Okay.
Yeah. I start eating my sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the forward direction, right?
Uh-huh.
I've ate my sandwich. And in the other side, I see myself, for some reason, a knife and fork, pulling a sandwich out of my mouth, constructing the sandwich on the plate.
Yes.
I then see me start heading towards the tenant turnstile. Right? I quickly run to the tenant turnstile, having already ate my sandwich.
It's in your belly.
I go in, he comes out. We turn style. So now I'm a reverso.
Yeah.
I then know what I have to do, which uneat my sandwich.
Uh-huh.
So I have an uneaten sandwich in that
in the past. Room. The sandwich is in the past.
I then see myself in the future eating a sandwich. Uh-huh. So I know that I have to backwards. I then have to grab my uneaten sandwich.
Yeah.
Walk backwards outside the door.
The turnstile or the regular door?
No, the regular door, like to the outside world.
So you still
go
going backwards.
Into the other room with my uneaten sandwich.
Yeah.
Place that down.
No, because
and then
he's right.
Yeah, and then
because that's the sandwich I've eaten.
Yeah, and then if you get back through the turnstile, that's the sandwich you put there in the past.
Yes.
Okay, so the great news is you've got an infinite sandwich loop here. Bad news is, I think for it to work, you're also stuck in an infinite loop.
That's fine. That's fine.
That's my goal. We got an infinite sandwich going. You eat the sandwich. You go into reverse of time. You vomit the sandwich up. You take the sandwich in the past to the place. Then you reverse it back into the place where the sandwich will be. Eat the sandwich.
So when you walk into this room for the first time, you're already going to see yourself backwards leaving.
Yes. Has to.
And great news, you can shoot yourself in the head at that point because apparently the grandfather paradox is fine.
Ooh. Yeah, and that'll just leave a permanent looping sandwich zammit going forever.
So we have the end of the world. It's just a man consuming and unconsuming a sandwich. I've made the loop so tiny that tenant can't do shit. This is the end of the world. Eat shit, Mr. Protagonist. I fixed your riddle, and I'm eating a sandwich.
I'm confused to why you think the world's going to end now.
Because it's perpetually stuck in this one, 10-minute loop.
Only
you are.
Oh!
That's Tenet,
the rest
baby.
Of the world continues like normal.
They just decide they can't use this particular turnstile.
Oh, no, they still can. It's
so
just
it's me eating a sandwich, looking very shifty at everyone, being like, I thought this would stop everything, but it's not. This sandwich is pretty fucking good. Although I will confess, after the 10th time, I'm kind of sick of this sandwich. I'm going to uneat this sandwich.
Throwing up the sandwich is really the worst bit of this.
Well, you can just, stop at any point as well, because you're in control.
Am I, though? Because I see myself doing it, so therefore I have to have already done
it. No, you don't. That's the thing with Tenet. You can, because you still have free will. Free will comes up in the movie. I just remembered that.
Yeah, but old boy sees himself getting shot in the head, or he knows he's going to get shot in the head, and he can't stop that.
Well, maybe he can. We don't actually see it.
Yeah, oh, wait, no, he only goes forward with it because he's like, well, it's to save the world, so I guess getting shot in the head is good. I'm like, well, to not eat this sandwich, I guess I can stop.
I don't need to eat this sandwich. Yeah. I think we figured it out.
Yeah.
Either way, I've got a delicious perpetual sandwich, I feel.
Yeah. Infinite Sanger.
I think you've done it.
I think you have an infinite sandwich.
It has to start with me walking in and seeing myself leaving backwards in time and a delicious sandwich there.
So basically, Zaman, you need to understand, and I think this is the part that you're getting stuck on a little bit. That guy you're seeing is you, but that guy that you're seeing that is you
is
and
me
you,
in the future.
No, but you currently and that other guy have different free will, so you can break the loop at any time. They're making their decisions, you're making your decisions, even though it's the same guy.
Yeah, you are.
And even though the ending of Tenet suggests that maybe you have to get shot in the head.
I'm not sure.
So how, all right, so let's say we've done this through 20 times, and I'm like, man, that sandwich was good, but I feel I'm done. I've had my fill.
Forgot to put an ingredient on it, and then you have to go. That would be the heist. You have I gotta add cheese to this sandwich, but
that might be say the 10th time I'm like, hang on a second. That sandwich had cheese in it.
Yeah.
What happened? And obviously I would have had to have reverse-hoed myself. And as I'm as I'm reverse-hoeing and I'm about to unopen the door, I'm like, wait! To the shops. And I reverso and
if you put forward entropy cheese on a backward entropy sandwich, what happens?
Oh, yeah, because I'm now, because before I wasn't making the sandwich, I was just putting the sandwich there. But if I'm making the... No, it would have to be surely it would be wait a second, there's cheese in this sandwich. How that happened? And I'd open up my jacket pocket and there'd be a delicious Kraft Singles there. And I'd be like, I know what's happened. Reverso me has robbed or unrobbed a store. Chuck that Kraft Single. So when I went in the Tenet machine, the Kraft Single was there and it was always there. And then I can put that in my sandwich and have cheese on it now.
Right. Yes.
So,
yeah.
I think because when you first see this might fuck the cheese theory up as well.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because when you see the bullets backwards first, they're in a cutout piece of wall.
Yes.
Which to me suggests that that wall is also backwards entropied because it got shot.
In the past.
In the past. So I guess when you're chucking the cheese in the sandwich, either the cheese becomes backwards itself.
No, because what's going to happen is if Reverso Me has gotten me like, clever, put that cheese in my pocket
and
then gone through the tenant machine that's now forward, so therefore it has forward momentum. Mm-hmm. As a forward boy, I lift up the cheese lift up the sandwich and chuck in a slice of delicious
But is
Kraft
that not
single.
Reverso cheese? That's Reverso cheese putting in a forward-o sandwich.
Because I've went through the tenant machine and now it's not Reverso, it's
But then how do they get backwards things
in a machine?
How do they get reverso bullets into a forwardo world if taking them through the machine stops them being reverso bullets?
Hey, here's another layer that we haven't even touched on yet. In a forwardo world, they're selling reverso bullets. What happens when you buy a reverso bullet since it's already in a wall?
You already bought them.
So you've bought it. So you're just like walking normally. I'm doing the action. I'm going for a forward walk.
Yeah.
And you're like, hello. One thing of reverso bullets, please. I'm still walking. We're having a walking conversation.
It's now written by Aaron Sorkin. It's a whole different thing.
There's a scene. There's a
we're
scene.
We're walking. We're buying reverso bullets. It's good. We're buying reverso bullets. Okay. Yeah.
There's
we're
a scene
here.
In Tenant where they're having a very serious conversation and they're walking. So maybe this is just a reference to that. And then at one point, the protagonist is like, "Jesus Christ!" and says that way too loud. And it was very funny to me. Anyway, I'm like, one packet of reverso bullets, and they're like, "Yeah,
here
sleep,
you go.
20 bucks.
Here's your baggie of reverso bullets."
But then, I stop because I'm like, "Wait!" But if they're reverso bullets, then they're gonna like unshoot into this gun. That I guess you just gave me. So
you can't load a reverso bullet. You're selling someone the idea of a bullet.
So you're like,
no,
hey,
but protagonist,
can I have 10 reverso bullets? They're like, yes.
But
it's happened.
No, because the reverso bullets haven't been shot yet, necessarily. Because protagonist can pick it up from the ground by instinct.
Yeah, no,
they're
so
just bullets going backwards. So if you've already shot the bullet, you've shot a reverso bullet.
He's already thrown them in reverse because of instinct.
You can't shoot a reverso bullet, but you can unshoot a reverso bullet back into your gun.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I guess when you buy reverso bullets...
You said yes too readily. I don't think you really believe what I just said.
I guess what happens is when you buy reverso bullets, you're actually buying an empty gun.
No, but he's not. Because the scientist lady shows him a bullet, and he's like, this is a reverso bullet. So it is a bullet.
Oh, that's right, and he unpicks it up.
He moves it around with his hand, he unpicks it up. So you do buy a bullet...
Unpicks it up, but we did the gesture for picking up. Undrops it, I think, is what we meant. But unpicks it up is good.
Yeah.
He undrops it,
so it sucks back into his hand, and then doesn't he fire it? So then he puts it in his gun, and then he looks at a wall, and it unsucks up holes?
But is it just a casing? Is the bullet part in the wall, and he's putting the casing in the gun? In which case, then are they just selling you empty casings? And in which case, is the sandwich you're buying simply just an empty plate?
No, but...
Well, yeah, because when I walk in as a forwardo and I see on the other side an empty plate and then I see myself uneat it, then yes.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is, how do I break the loop? What happens to the world?
Nothing happens to the world.
But I've seen myself uneat a sandwich, so what if I don't eat the sandwich, what happens?
So there's a very, very, very brief moment in Tenet where a mirror unbreaks.
Yeah.
It's because he did something different. And it's very easy to miss. It's in the car, reverse car chase Mr. Bean thing. Another thing Jackson said that I've now just said and made it seem like it was my idea.
You can change it up.
The side mirror unbreaks because he does something slightly different. So the same thing would happen. You would not eat the sandwich and then you'd look over and the sandwich would still be there.
Yes. Yeah.
I wouldn't eat a sandwich and I'd look over and there'd be an empty plate, but it would be crumbs or there'd be no crumbs. And I guess my reverse face going like, oh,
Yeah. Jackson stopped sharing his screen with us and then immediately opened it again. Well, it's something that's triggered him.
I feel like I need, there we go, I need to do a new diagram for timelines because I don't get it anymore. I've become confused. So
okay.
So Zaman is on.
It's very simple. A forward me goes into a room and there is a sandwich that's on a table.
Yeah.
And there's me walking backwards through the machine.
This is Zamet forward.
Yeah.
And yep. This is Zamet backwards, right?
Yep. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So okay. You've got the opposite. You've got the opposite of the movie where you've given forward Zamet blue and backward Zamet red. I like that. A subtle touch.
Okay. Yeah, so okay. Then.
So I see myself leaving the room and I'm like, oh, okay. And so then I look over and there's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eating.
Wait, hang on. I should do it like this.
Sorry, and there's me
Sam
eating
backward
sandwich
at the other end. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. No. No. I get that. I get that. And so you're going forward. Sandwich. I get that.
And so I'm like, I know what I got to do. I got to eat the sandwich. So
So at this point in the timeline,
yeah,
you eat the sandwich.
Yep.
Okay.
I eat the sandwich.
Yep.
Okay. And at this point in the timeline.
I'm uneat
sandwich. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So I go. I go into the tenant machine. I go reverse.
Yeah.
I then sit down and I uneat the sandwich.
Uh-huh.
And I see. I look over and I see myself eating a sandwich.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Now, okay. What happens if you're doing this? You loop eight times. Ninth time, you don't eat the sandwich.
Yep.
Oh, wait. No, it is a loop, but I can break it any time because it's a new loop.
Yes.
Because then I see myself not eat the sandwich. So I'm
that's right.
Two different guys, yes.
Then I go backwards in time and like go outside the garage door happens. And into the other. Yeah. I'm like, aha,
there's
I know what
nothing
to do this
to
time.
Because you've not eaten the sandwich. Because it's not a loop. It's just you doing the same thing again and again and again. It's not a loop like a loop's a loop. It's just a repetitive action.
It's just a repetitive action of me enjoying a sandwich by the 10th time being like, oh, yeah, fuck.
I don't have to eat the sandwich forever now.
It's not an infinite sandwich. It's just a sandwich as many times as you want it.
Which
is 10.
Pretty good way of using backwards time.
Yeah.
May I just say.
Yeah, because often we chase that high. We have a meal and we're like, that was a great meal. I wish I could eat it again. But no one wants to eat the same meal forever. And Joel Zammit, using Tenet, you finally figured out you can have it as many times as you want and you can stop anytime.
Yes.
Yeah. And that perfect, again, because if I have the perfect sandwich, I have that perfect sandwich, let's say 10 times, I'm pretty sated with that sandwich. Because there are some times like, that meal was so good, I wish I had it again. And now I can and did.
Yeah.
And then I could stop at any time I wanted to.
And
which
also
shows growth.
You're also eating the same sandwich 10 times and not needing to shit once.
Yeah, that's true. Because you uneat it and you get it out of you.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Can I put forward an idea, a concept maybe?
Uh-huh. I'm legitimately frightened.
God.
What about the perfect date? And now a quick word from our sponsor.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Also, did you know we do too many shows across the Sandspants Radio Network? Take All the Small Games, a video game podcast that's actually good, unlike that other garbage video game podcast on our network. Each week, Levins and John help you find some of the best indie games to play and actually inform you, the listening audience. So, if you want to hear a show where the hosts don't actively hate each other, just search for All the Small Games on iTunes or Spotify, or head to our website, sandspantsradio.com.
How can I relive the perfect date if I include some? Is this the two of us going back and forth?
Surely it'd be the same. It's just that instead of eat sandwich, it's have date. And instead of un-eat sandwich, it's
undate.
Unhave date, you know?
And it just means that, unfortunately, with the date, because unless you're dating in that warehouse you're in.
Yeah.
You
can't go out into the...
Well, no, I don't think you can repeat the date, because what would happen is you'd have the date.
You'd have to take them with you.
Yeah, no, you'd go through the tenant machine,
yeah,
and you'd go reverse in time, and then you'd have to somehow
go
somewhere to go forward in time. But then you would see yourself having the date, and you'd be like, "Wait,
yeah, no, Zammit's right."
If but you can have a double date with yourself, which is fine.
Yeah, you can have a double date where you are going backwards and the date's going forward.
I mean, yes, you can happily do that, but you could go backwards in time for like a day before.
Yeah.
Right. Or even like an hour before, and then go back into, and then go through the tenant machine. So now that there's two versions of you and your date going forward in time.
Yeah.
And then you could both sit down and enjoy a double date.
How far back in the past is the past?
What?
A minute. What? Literally a second. What?
Well, because protagonist goes back 2 weeks when he goes through the turnstile. Right?
What do you mean?
No, he has to live through that. So if he goes through that, he's got to wait. He's got to live those 2 weeks.
Yeah, they're
will
living
the
in that
sandwich
truck,
go off is my question.
No. It's not a set 2 weeks. He only does that because the events he needs to stop are 2 weeks earlier.
Yeah. So this is happening at the same time, seconds apart.
Yeah.
It's happening, in the same time. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
If I sat down and waited two weeks.
Oh, no. Maybe we fucked this. No.
Because. How far back is it back?
No, so Zammit just needs to make sure he gives it enough time that he... No, actually, no, it doesn't matter. Zammit's watching himself uneat a sandwich and then step into the tenant machine. And as he does that, he steps into the other tenant machine. It's the same thing they do in the movie, actually. They time it so that they jump into the machine just as the other people jump into the machine. So, they're...
Oh, okay, so there's again
syncing up.
Yeah.
You're syncing
up
okay.
So that there's not two fellas. There's not two versions of you because it's dangerous to touch each other or whatever.
But I could, in theory, have
one time just leg it and see yourself uneat the sandwich. Yes.
Yeah.
But in theory, I could have a double date with myself and my partner.
Yes, but you wouldn't be able to relive that date because you're creating another version of you when you go back in time.
We would have the memory of us having a lovely date by ourselves, and then we would have the memory of being ruined by our past selves or our future selves.
You wouldn't have that. You wouldn't regain memories.
Wait a second.
Sorry, you wouldn't.
Hang on a second. So if I have a date,
oh, no. Like, we we're safe. We were home free.
Okay,
because
Sam,
if I have a date, would I already have experienced having a double date with myself and my partner?
No.
Okay. But why so not?
Because this is the thing. Because in Tenet, they're like, free will is still a thing. Every version of you, even though it's the same guy, has different free will. And therefore, at any point, you can break the timeline. And it's why the grandfather paradox is like, you can blow up the past and not affect the future. Allegedly. The movie also says maybe that's not true. But Robert Pattinson... So basically, like, so you go on a date, you've loved that date, you then travel back in time. You would have memories of going on the date, and then you'd have memories of you being the you third wheeling your own date.
Yeah.
But that version of you would have never had. So the version of you whose date you're wrecking will just have the memory of what started as a nice date, and then you rocking up in reverse.
And I myself rocked up. Yeah.
Because, like, but if I have a lovely date with my partner and I was like, that was lovely, let's do it again, or like, that was lovely, I guess the impotence of doing it again wouldn't cross my mind because we haven't experienced that, I guess. But if I'm having the date and I'm like, oh, there is us again, but like 20 minutes from now, I guess this was a really good date and now we want to, oh, now they're coming over.
What if you set up the date like this? So this is the window, well, and you have half.
Let's talk about a complication that this is not like an instant thing that would happen, but you could, in this theory, using your date and wrecking your own date theory, accidentally cause a child to be unborn.
How?
Because in one time, no, because okay, so Zamet has a lovely date with his partner. They fall in love. And then, well, Zamet has a lovely date with his partner. He goes back in time, tries to have a double date with himself. It goes terribly. but then he goes back to his normal life. Becomes a forwardo again. That's him from his timeline. And then him and his partner are like, that was really funny and nice. And they keep having dates. They get engaged and then get married, then have sex for the first time as the Lord intended. Have a child. I never have sex for fun. Only have sex to procreate.
Child. One nut, one kid. That's the policy.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a child, raise a child, kid does shit, whatever.
Yep.
Kid is just a kid. But in the other version, like the timeline you went back to, that double date, that double date, you wreck the chemistry between you and your partner by just rocking up because they're like, wow, this is actually really fucked. They don't want to go on
another... could handle. Two, no thank you.
Yeah,
but I like that initially. I was like, me and my partner go back. But now I'm like, nah, just me.
It's just you.
Well, it doesn't matter. You and your partner or just you. Either way, you rock up.
Yeah.
And then, like, your actions cause them to not go on a second date, so therefore that kid is never born. So you have a kid, but then your other timeline doesn't.
No, but wouldn't that remove the kid from the main timeline?
I don't know, because
it's the same time. Because it's the same timeline.
Yeah, it's the same timeline. There is no parallel.
It's not two timelines. It's the same one. You're just in it twice.
Hey, let's go back to the movie again for a second, because this exact thing kind of happens, but in reverse. Rather than a child being born, a man is killed. Yeah, he's only killed in one version.
Which one?
The end one.
He's killed in both.
What man? What
man? The Russian man.
He's killed in both. Guy.
Is he killed in both?
He's killed in all timelines, right?
No,
because then there would be a timeline where...
There's only one timeline.
At the start of the movie...
Yeah.
Lady, whose name I forget, Elizabeth Debicki, that's the actress's name, I'm pretty sure. She sees who she describes as a beautiful lady jumping off a boat and swimming away.
Yeah, with herself.
Which was herself killing her husband.
No, but she just sees him jump. Her husband died, from her future, because it's her future husband that came back. He was a reverso, then I guess hopped into a forward bit, so it's like... Him from the future is coming back to the past because he wants to relive that moment because that's when he wants to kill himself.
Oh, that's right. Because the actual version of him is doing something else.
Yeah. He gets shot by Elizabeth. Yeah. And then the driver, who I don't know if they named, tugboats his body around.
Away so that no one sees.
No one knows that he's
dead. Maybe the kid never exists.
Well,
the kid always
No,
but then the double date always happens.
So the double date always had to happen, which is what I'm saying. So if I have a date and then I see me and my wonderful partner rock up, I'm like, oh, I know what's happened. We in the tenant machine. So this date must have been sick. And then like a third person, like a third couple come up, which are also, I'm like, oh, I guess we just kept doing it. But it had to have happened. There had to have been no original date where it was just me and my partner. It always had to have been gatecrashed for the future me and my partner, right? It always had to happen, which is why there was always a reservation for four.
And that also means that that's why the sandwich is different, because the sandwich you're just eating however many times you end up eating it, that was always the same amount of times you ate it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're always so going to eat... Time so is always going to eat it 10 times, get a bit bored, go on a cheese heist, and have it for the 11th time and be like, I think I'm done now.
So,
I think I think we figured it out.
I think the best use of tenant may in fact be eating a sandwich 10 times.
Yeah, I think you might be on the money there.
Because that means
I reckon.
That's... Because I didn't...
And on that note, I've been sated.
Hey, everyone who hasn't seen Tenet, we do a better job of explaining it than the movie does. Yeah. I want you to all to just drop some had to do it to him hands, say Tenet, and then know that you're actually recreating a scene from the film.
Yeah. Please don't get twisted and think Tenet is clever because of this episode. It's actually exceedingly stupid, and that's why this happened.
I might go make a sandwich.
Have you always thought about signing up for Sans Pants Plus, but you haven't found the right opportunity to take the plunge? Well, maybe now's the time. See, for a limited time only, new subscribers can get 25% off the first 2 months of Sans Pants Plus if they use the coupon code PLUSPLUS25 at checkout. Honestly, there's so much good shit available to Plus members, it's crazy. We're talking extra D&D campaigns, 3 different review shows, whole bonus series, video content, and all of it ad-free. So now's your chance. Use the coupon code PLUSPLUS25 to get 25% off the first 2 months of Sans Pants Plus today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.